You're listening to Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTV. We have a fantastic show for you. We're doing it the easy way, baby. And we're giving you the easy way to success. Are you ready to ride with your host, Eric Zuli? Check out his blog at HollywoodGetGuy.com and follow him on Twitter at Eric Zuli. Here he is, the hardest working man in Hollywood, Eric E.Z. Zuli.
What's going on, everybody? It's March 8th. I hope everybody's had an awesome, awesome week. I know I have. This is Easy Talk on Easy Way Broadcasting. I'm your host, Eric Easy Zuli, the Hollywood It Guy. You can check out all my movements at HollywoodItGuy.com. You can follow me at E-R-I-C-Z-U-L-E-Y and follow the movements on just Google E-R-I-C-Z-U-L-E-Y. Everything will come up. I want to say a big thank you to Blog Talk Radio for featuring this show on the homepage. We're rocking. We got an awesome, awesome guest, a good, good friend of mine. Shout out to Najee Detez for the introduction. The Blue Ranger, currently right now on Nickelodeon's Super Samurai Power Rangers, introduced me to Walter Jones, the original Black Ranger. I remember that show, the original Black Ranger, the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. Go, go, Power Ranger. I remember when I was a kid, I watched that show. Morgana and those little, it's just like, it's so crazy to interview someone like him that was the original starter of the whole show. And, I mean, he's doing a lot of big things as a voiceover actor now. He's done tons of stuff on S.H.I.E.L.D. and CSI and a lot of different things. But we got really, really deep. We got really into the interview. It's a 53-minute interview, guys. It's going to be awesome. So stay tuned for that. We also got my girl Roz Taylor Jordan for Opportunity Time. We're going to be calling her up at the end of the show, talking to her, see what's going on with those opportunities for you guys, any artists out there, dancers, actors, casting people, whatever. This girl is the most connected person. She's making it happen. Fremantle Media USA. Look them up if you don't know. Now you know, on the show, we do an Opportunity Time segment, which is just really cool. You got to definitely check that out. And we had a really awesome show yesterday. Man, Jackie's Vita Loca, got to shout her up. She did her thing with Simone Porter, the co-writer with Mariah Carey on Almost Home for the new movie Oz, which comes out today. Make sure you check it out. That song is awesome, and we played it on Easy Way Broadcasting on Jackie's Vita Loca before the movie even came out. We played that song, and it was an awesome song. So if you didn't check out that show, I recommend you go through EasyWayBroadcasting.com and you check it out, and you see that show. The interview was awesome. She's a funny lady. She does every Thursday, 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Mo Egger did his thing. Mo Egger, sports and music with Mo Egger, MoEgger.com. He had a really awesome guest. So just what I'm basically telling you guys, if you like this show, definitely go back and check out the other shows and follow Easy Way, letter E, letter Z, Easy Way Broadcast on Twitter, and you'll see all the shows. We also have Shane Sparks tomorrow. Check him out. He'll be talking about Omarion and Chris Brown, and he's got a lot of things he's got to get off his chest, the Planet Dance Show. So if you're a dancer, definitely check that show out. That's tomorrow, 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And then on Sundays, if you're into charity, if you're into finance, the business thing, we kind of switch it all up. We have the Rosman Experience, and he talks to really influential philanthropists. That show is really awesome. Every Sunday, 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. So this is Easy Talk, guys. We appreciate you for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed. I'm a hyper-interactive, just energetic guy. We got a lot of awesome things happening. And this is the show where you can know what's going on the easy way. We got our movement, and you can really know what's going on with me and my industry friends and what we got cracking. You can also go to HollywoodItGuy.com. So I am Eric Easy Zuli. Nice to meet you if you don't know who I am. And shout out to all my fans that do tune into the show every week. Love you guys. This is an awesome show, 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time every Friday. That's how we roll. So we're going to go ahead and pop a quick commercial break on, and we'll be right back.
Do you want a stronger internet presence and social media following for you or your business? Eric Easy Zuli and his company, Easy Way Entertainment, can help you get discovered. Go to www.easywaybroadcasting.com for prices and packages that can help you take control of your internet presence and gain marketing exposure.
Easy Way Broadcasting is the place to hear everything you need to know about entertainment and business. Now, you can see more about Eric Easy Zulli and all his connections through his online TV network, WTV Network. You can watch the latest videos and read the most up-to-date articles. Keep your eyes on WTV Network to see what's coming in the next few weeks. You'll see the newest web series and original talk shows. Follow Eric at Hollywood It Guy to find out what is new and what is happening in the upcoming weeks. For more information on WTV Network, go to www.thewtv.com.
What's going on, guys? So we're back, and I've had some people ask me, who are those people doing the commercials? Who's that guy that does those introductions before the celebrities come on? That's my Ed McMahon. That's Price Crown. I need you guys to follow him at P-R-I-C-E, Price Crown, on Twitter. That dude is a voiceover master, and he is a good actor. He was on 10 Things I Hate About You. He was on a movie with me called The Perfect Prank. Check that out if you don't know about that. Just go on YouTube, look for The Perfect Prank. And, shout out to Price, man. Shout out. And then Tina Truman, which is my agent, my producer, my go-to person. We're making a lot of great movements and projects happen. That's the lady's voice that you hear. So I always got to give credit where credit's due. They're rocking with the commercials and stuff. And if you need a commercial, if you need something, hit us up. Just go to easywaybroadcasting@gmail.com. Also, shout outs to all the people that have been wanting to be on my show. All the people that have hit me up on LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, feed, YouTube, all the different people that have contacted me and wants to be on Easy Way Broadcasting, wants to be on any of the shows, wants to be on my show, Easy Talk. If you want to be on, guys, just go to easywaybroadcasting@gmail.com. Submit your stuff. Submit why you want to be on, why, you know, what you have going on. How is it going to be an interesting show? And don't just say, hey, I'm so-and-so. Here's my this, here's my that. Put a package together. Make us realize, you know, how are you going to get listeners to enjoy the show. Well, you know, we're booked all the way until like August. You guys didn't understand. We're pretty booked, but we're always opening up opportunities and we're always looking for new things. We're going to be doing showcases. We got big, you know, cool web shows and TV shows coming out, and we're always looking for talent. We're always looking for other cool opportunities and other cool networking experiences. But you got to put a package together. We have to know what we're dealing with. So easywaybroadcasting@gmail.com. That's how you do it. Shoot that email and give us your info. We'd love to give you the opportunity to be on the station. And shout outs to everybody that's following, that loves the show, that loves me and my busta freestyle. Yeah, make you smile all the while. Yeah, I'm the wild child when it comes to my style on Easy Way Broadcasting. I just be rapping just out of nowhere, but I don't really care. No, I'm just kidding. But hey, thank you so much for tuning in, guys. So we have, oh man, I'm just excited about this. Walter Jones, actor extraordinaire. And, I mean, he's been in the business for, like, been acting for, like, 20 years. So he has a lot of really cool stuff to say and really inspiring. It was an inspiring interview, man. I'm so glad to do the interview. And he just really, I mean, it just was a different type of interview. So, man, I want you guys to shoot me an email, shoot us an email at easywaybroadcasting@gmail.com. Any questions that you may have for any of these guests that come on, and not just my show. Remember, we got six other shows. Any questions for any of these guests that come on, we're trying to help you interact with them. So we want to start asking your questions on live, and we'll even broadcast your Twitter if you do it. So easywaybroadcasting@gmail.com. Follow Easy Way Broadcast, letter E, letter Z, on Twitter, and check it out. So this is Easy Talk on Easy Way Broadcasting on Blog Talk Radio. We rock it the easy way. That's how we do it. So without further ado, I'm going to pop this is the interview. This is Walter Jones, man. Walter Jones, the original Black Ranger from the Power Rangers. Yeah. All right, guys, it's Easy Talk, and we are doing the Easy Talk. Oh man, I must be tired. I'm doing the wrong stuff there. Let me try this again. I pressed the wrong button because we got a really cool intro and you got to do this the right way. So I'm gonna try this again. This is Walter Jones, the original Black Ranger from the Power Rangers. Yeah. I hope I pressed the right button this time. Damn it.
Today's guest on Easy Way Broadcasting is Walter Jones. He is a triple threat in the world of entertainment as an actor, singer, and dancer. Walter brought to life the character Zack the Black Ranger from the children's action-adventure phenomenon, the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. You can see him in film and television. welcome Walter Jones.
All right, guys, it's Easy Talk, and we are doing the Easy Talk with my boy, Mr. Walter Jones, the original. I mean, this is how he starts his career. So you gotta do the introduction, right? The original Black Ranger plays Zach on Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. Did I say that right? I don't know. What's up, Zach? You there?
It is. That's it. He's a go Power Rangers, man. It's Mighty Morphin.
Hey man, so how you feeling, brother? I appreciate you being on the show. You're doing it the easy way, Easy Talk, Easy Way Broadcast.
Man,
you know how we roll.
Everywhere, dude. You are everywhere. Every time I go out, I'm like doing a red carpet. I'm looking at your face. It's crazy. I'm like, dang, Easy's doing it. That's for sure.
Well, thank you, man. I appreciate that. Yeah, I saw you on the Mr. Pink's event. Wayne Gretzky was there. Lindsay Lohan. I mean, you were doing your Walter Jones thing, and I'm like. I'm behind the rope doing this, and I'm like, I should be over there next to Zach and my boy Najee and Dante Bosco. What the hell, man? But no, sometimes.
Hey, we filmed together a couple of times, man. I think I got a couple of photos of those you and I, so it's all good.
Yeah, so we're going to get into your life story, man. All my listeners want to know how the transition is, and I know there's so many things to go off of, but let's start in the beginning, when you were a kid and you played sports and you were with your parents and, you know, where are you from, where are you born, and how did it all start?
Man, all right, so I grew up in Detroit, Michigan, a good place to be from because you get a lot of respect when you're from Detroit. You can go to the artist dude from, like, New York or whatever and be like, yeah, I'm from Detroit, and they're like, oh, yeah, okay, respect, I get it. You know, so it's kind of a hard city, man. But I grew up out there and got a couple of scholarships to go to college. So I left Detroit and ended up in San Diego, which is completely different, and went to school and studied musical theater. It wasn't really something I thought I would do. But once I got into school, and I only had a partial scholarship, so once I realized, man, this takes a lot of money to go to college, I realized, well, I really got to take this seriously. And from that point on, I knew that acting and performing, working as an insane, is what I wanted to do with my life. So everything, keep it at it, man. I've done everything from, been dancing. I'm a professional dancer. I'm a singer. I do voiceover. I work on television and film, you know. And just the more you can do, the better your opportunity is at making a living as an entertainer.
You're a singer and a dancer, too. You know I'm a dancer, too. We're going to have to battle sometime. We're going to have to set up an Easy Show special episode. Easy battling Walter Jones. Maybe we'll do it at the EOTM Awards on stage.
We'll see, man. We'll see. I like to break it down. I don't know.
Yeah, I know you broke it down on Power Rangers. Like they had the stereotypical, you were the African American black dancer, just and they, you had the Jamaican kind of look, and they always had you doing some sort of dance on that show.
I started with a flat top. I mean, that was back in the day. The move to go with, like, the dreads was just my decision to look a little more current, because at that time, the flat top got a little played out after a while. I was like, okay, you know, I'm working on TV. That's all good. Everybody knows the flat top. But when I go out to the club, I'm like, yeah, what's the deal with the flat top? It was trying to change it up, for sure.
They had you doing that Fresh Prince of Bel-Air look.
It is what it is. It was the time, man. It was all good. Ain't nothing wrong with Zach's haircut. It was all good.
Do you know the whole? This is just a random question. Do you know the whole theme song? I'm gonna give you a gift. I'm gonna give you some sort of special prize if you can sing us the whole theme song from Fresh Prince of Bel Air. I'll start you off in West Philadelphia, born and raised.
You know what? I think I'm not gonna win that prize.
The Fresh Prince of Bel Air and Will Smith fans are.
I love Fresh Prince of Bel Air, but I don't know all the words. I don't know all the words, but that wasn't my thing. I've never been one of those people that quotes, that has like big quotes from movies and so forth and so on. Because the thing about me is I remember things that I see more than things that I hear, which is kind of, you know, not the best. But
anyway. Gotcha. So when you got it, when you first started acting, was there something that kind of set that off, or was that just like you knew that you wanted to be an actor and you just transitioned into it? I mean, like me, I got into it from Usher. I saw Usher go out across the stage for the first time. That got me into dancing, and then that kind of steered me towards the entertainment field. What was it for you?
You know what? I was inspired by a lot of people that surrounded me. I mean, once again, I went to college. I've been acting since I was a kid. So I was acting in school and in church. You know, I was in the drama club at school. At church, I used to do like the holiday program. I'd be like the third sheet from the middle, or like one of those guys, reciting Bible verses and so forth. And I just got used to being in front of people, and I enjoyed it. I enjoyed the love I got afterwards when people were like, "You did such a good job, young man," or whatever. And after I graduated from college, like I said, I realized, well, this is what I got to do. I've spent a lot of money, and I was like, well, let me hit the industry. I've done a little bit of everything. I've worked at SeaWorld. I've worked at Universal Studios. I've done stunt shows. I was a dancing mouse. I mean, I've done a lot of different things. And then,
You're a dancing mouse?
I was a dancing mouse, dude. I was in a hot mouse costume. It was probably the worst job I ever had. But you know, at the time, I was making my living, man. I was doing what I was dancing, and I was having a good time. I mean, I've danced in the opening ceremonies of the Olympics in '92 in Barcelona. So, I mean, like, dance has taken me a long way. It's always been one of my passions and one of the things that I've enjoyed. I've worked on cruise ships for years, you know, like, doing that kind of stuff. And then I booked Rangers. I booked Power Rangers. And fortunate for me, they were looking for somebody that had a number of qualities, a number of skills. They were looking for somebody that was not only an actor, but somebody that was a martial arts, a gymnast, and that could dance. And they also were looking for somebody that could put it all together and make their own unique style of fighting, which is what I did. Is that I created the style of hip-hop keto, which was not existing until I did it. You know, it was like you had to combine hip-hop dancing along with martial arts and gymnastics, kind of like a Jackie Chan-ish style, but with a hip-hop vibe. And it was a process, but I think as the show went along, it got better and better and cooler, and it just became, like, my favorite thing about doing the show.
That's cool, the hip-hop keto. So you were the original creator of the hip-hop keto, and that's another thing.
Not only that, I was the first black superhero, I'm just saying. I was, like, the first teenage black superhero. Yeah. What other black superhero was there before me?
I don't know. I have to think about that one. That's a big one. So were you the first dancing mouse, too?
Oh, see, now you're clowning, Evie. You're clowning.
I'm just playing with you, man. But that must be it. That must be a great feeling knowing that you were the original. I mean, Power Rangers is one of the biggest shows on Nickelodeon right now. And I mean, now they're
40 countries, man. It's in 40 countries. Can you believe that? I've been to Dominican Republic. I've been to Africa. I've been to Jamaica. I've been all different kinds of places, man, and they, you know, they know me. They're like, I mean, I can't even speak the language, and they know me. I was in the Dominican Republic, and I had kids outside my room at 7 o'clock in the morning yelling for me, "Zach! Zach!" And, you know, I talked to them, and they're speaking in Spanish, and I was with my boy, and he was telling the kids, "Hey, you know, he doesn't speak Spanish." And they're like, "What are you talking about? He speaks Spanish every day on TV." Because they have my voice down. So I was like, I guess that's hard to argue with, but I don't know, you know.
You're international hip-hop keto superstar. I love it.
Hey, man. You know what? I got to say, it's probably the biggest blessing that is a show that affected kids in such a positive way, and it stuck with them because it was something they fantasized about and they admired. And you know, when they were being me, when they were being, like, Zach the Black Ranger, they were like, "I'm a superhero," and they grew up with that. It gave them something, you know, something that was beautiful. You know, it's like it gave them a confidence and a swagger, and it was like, and to have given that to somebody is a beautiful thing, and I get it every day. Every day somebody stops me and goes, "Yo, dude, you were my childhood, man. I loved you. I was you. You know, I'm like, wow, that's beautiful.
That must be cool seeing a bunch of kids running around on Halloween wearing you.
Yeah, it was crazy the first time that happened. I was like, wow, these ding-dong, trick-or-treat, and like, "Oh, you're me." That was crazy, you know? And, you know, having my own doll and having a video game in my likeness and pogs and trading cards and pajamas. And I mean, man, it was crazy. I mean, unfortunately, it was a non-union show. So with all that stuff, all that merchandise, everything that was made, the toys, the dolls, the video games, I didn't get paid on. So,
Oh, man, the old royalties.
I'd be a multimillionaire because the owner, Hans Bond, the owner of the show, in the first year of Power Rangers, the very first year, that's, you know, 365 days, he made $1 billion. Not a million, $1 billion.
Whoa.
So imagine I got 1% of merchandise on that. Right?
Man,
imagine it was a union show. Then I would have been, I did 2 seasons, at least 2.5 seasons, like 85 episodes. So I've been pretty set. And they're still showing the show today. It's 20 years later. We're celebrating our 20th anniversary right now.
That's big.
That would have been something I would continue to get paid on, and you know, it would have made my life a lot different if it was a union show. But I am grateful that I was part of it because it is historical. It was an earmark of a decade, and I'm happy about all the positivity the show has brought to so many people.
Now, I know what you mean on the royalties, man. I did my Axe body spray commercial in South America, and it was like one of the biggest Axe body spray commercials, and it was a buyout. So no royalties,
oh,
and they played it for 3 years straight.
Yeah, man, buyout. You're like, dang, for real?
Yeah,
it happens, though. You know, it's part of the industry. It's part of the business. What are you gonna do?
Now, so Comic-Con, you got all your fans coming at you, and all these different things that you're doing as the Black Ranger. If you could like go back in the future and talk to the character Zach when you're doing your Power Ranger stuff, what would you tell him? Would you change anything?
You know, I don't think I would, man. I mean, I like Zach the way he was. Zach was cool. He was a courageous cat. I mean, you know, he was a courageous kid. He was protective over anybody that was smaller than him or weaker than him. Zach was, you know, he was brave. He had character, and he had a conscience. You know, he was a good guy. He was a good kid. He was a good kid, man. He was like, you know, he was all American. You know, he related to everybody. The coolest thing is I got some email from a kid one time, not an email, some fan mail. And it was a kid who was like, yo, you know, I grew up in a place where there's not a lot of African Americans. And me and my cousins used to always play the Power Rangers. And, you know, everybody picked their Ranger first, and I ended up having to be you. And I didn't know any black kids, and I was upset about it. I didn't want to be the Black Ranger. He said, but then I started watching the show, and the person that you were, the integrity that you had, you know, it's like you not only were, you know, a good kid and smart and brave, but you had some swag. You had some swagger. You're like, you know, you had a style that was unlike anybody else's, and eventually I was proud to be you. And eventually I started taking hip-hop classes and martial arts, and I started taking gymnastics, and I started meeting kids that were of color, you know, and it changed my world. It changed my outlook on everything. And I'm like, wow, for that to have happened to anybody is, you know, that's positive. That's great. So I'm not mad at Zach. I think Zach was cool just the way he was.
Right, but I looked at a couple interviews on YouTube, and they were talking about something about, like, you left the show maybe because of racism or something like that. I saw some interview.
Nah, man, that's a BS. That wasn't that. The show, I mean, there's, you know, TMZ kind of came out and was like, oh, Power Rangers was prejudiced because the Black Ranger was black and the Yellow Ranger was Asian. And although that is highly coincidental and a little questionable, maybe stereotypical, it wasn't prejudice, because if it was prejudice, I wouldn't have been a superhero. I wasn't the guy stealing anybody's radio. I was saving the world from monsters and evil. So, you know, I wouldn't say it was prejudice.
Okay. I just wanted to clear that up, or yeah, I was just going off the...
No, I left the show because it was a non-union show. And at that point, you know, we were about to do the film, and... there were contracts and so forth and so on, and the contracts that we were moving into didn't look like contracts I wanted to be involved with. So I was trying to negotiate. We tried to negotiate, and it didn't work out. And in the end, we just decided to you know, go our separate ways amicably. And it was all good. You know, I got no hardship over the, you know, anybody that was involved with Power Rangers. Hans Bond is a very smart businessman, and he's done very well for himself. And I just, you know, I hope I get to work with him again.
And you have so many Power Ranger fans. I know they got to be wondering about the question, what was some of your favorite? And I hate asking this question because, you know, I've interviewed the Blue Ranger, the Green Ranger, the Gold Ranger on a lot of cases that are currently now doing the Super Samurai. And one of the biggest questions the fans love is, like, you know, what were some of your favorite episodes? What can you remember from the show and things like that? But that's a hard question to ask to someone like you that has acted as long as you have. You're probably like, what? That's like 10 years ago, dude. Like, come on. Are you kidding me? But can you think of...
The thing about it is my answer constantly changes because there's episodes I forgot that I did. I'm like, you know, I haven't seen all of them. I mean, obviously we had some special episodes, like, the, you know, where the Green Ranger came in and changed the whole thing, and, you know, we all took on different roles. There were some episodes where I got to become the leader, you know, because the Red Ranger, he disappeared, or he was weakened by something, so I became the leader, and that was exciting, you know. And there's other episodes where we had a lot of fun, you know, like Food Fight. And then there were episodes that were, like, special to me, like Happy Birthday, Zach. And then we had episodes where we were, like, at a carnival, and it was, like, no clowning around. And that episode was fun because we spent the whole day at an amusement park riding roller coasters and doing all kinds of stuff, you know. So, I mean, it varies. My answer varies. But, like, the episodes I just mentioned are ones that often stick out. We had one called Food Fight, where all we did was throw food at each other all day. I mean, and nobody was off limits. We were hitting the director, the cameraman. It was like just, I mean, we were getting paid to have a big, huge food fight. You gotta love that, man.
Oh, that's gotta be fun. I'd love to throw some food at some of my people.
I'm serious, you know? So it was fun.
Let's go through. I mean, there's so many different questions we can ask about the Power Rangers thing, but you got such a promising career. I mean, you're at like a 6,800 on your IMDb right now, and you're up 2,600. And if anybody doesn't know what that means, to be up 2,600 on anything on IMDb, that much of a ranking, that's big. Like, and to be under 10,000, period, that's real big. So you're making some moves.
Yeah, I mean, I got a nice fan base, and a lot of people, you know, I've done a lot of work, man. 20 years worth of working as an actor, and I'll tell you, the odds are against actors. I mean, only 15% of all professional actors, those are actors that are in the union, Screen Actors Guild, make a living. 15%. Think about those odds, man. And that's in the union. Those are professional actors. Now, the actors you see all the time, like Tom Cruise, Jamie Foxx, or whatever, that's 3%. And those guys are balling. I mean, they're making big films, making big money. They're like, you know, they're at the top of the game. And even they don't stay there. You know what I mean? Like, people come and go. And there's a lot of stars you see on television shows and, I mean, big shows. I mean, think about the cast of Friends. I mean, there were five of them. And they were, the you know, they were king of the TV. And now some of them you never see. You know, some of the people from Jerry Seinfeld, you never see. Some of the people from your favorite shows, you never see anymore. Because you don't stay on top of it all the time. Like, people come and they go. So if you can continue to make a living in this industry, then you're doing something. And I got 20 years. So I'm excited about that. And I look forward to another 20 years. You know, as we grow older and stuff, there's you know, other opportunities reoccur. I mean, it's like spaghetti. If you keep throwing it at the wall, eventually something sticks. And you just got to get through the ebbs and tides. You got to ride that.
You
got to
tweet that.
You know what I mean?
That's an official Walter Jones tweet. If you just like spaghetti, if you throw it at the wall, something's got to stick. Remember that. That's your tweet. So I'm gonna go through your resume here. I'm looking at the IMDb, and this is off IMDb, so if I'm wrong, correct me in any way, but it looks like 1992, you start White Man Can't Jump, and you were, like, uncredited. You played a guy on the Watts sideline.
I got to tell you there's something. That is not a true credit.
Okay.
It's not a true credit. I never did White Man Can't Jump. So
yeah, I was like, I don't remember you. I know about that movie. I watch it all the time.
Yeah, I mean, I went and saw it. I didn't do that film. And that's been on IMDb for a long time. But IMDb is not perfect because other people can put information on there that's not you. And I've never had it stricken from from IMDb, but no, that's not true.
And but we're gonna
credits on there that are not true for me.
We're gonna get the facts the easy way. We're gonna go over your list here, and you can tell us what it is, what it's not. Malcolm X, about the barber.
Hey, hold on 1 second for me, all right? Hold on 1 second.
Okay. So this is Easy Talk, guys. Easy Way Broadcasting. This is how we roll. We're talking to Walter Jones, actor Walter Jones, the original Black Ranger, and done many, many movies. We're getting into his whole kind of history and resume here, and this is exclusively on Easy Talk. Hope you guys are enjoying it. Make sure to follow ERICZULEY and Walter E. Jones on Twitter, because we will tweet you back and we will be supporting you. And
Walter E. Jones, that's the way to do it, baby, right there on Twitter.
There he is. All right, dude, so we got Malcolm X. That's the next one, Barber's Customer. Is that correct?
No, not right.
Okay, well,
Malcolm X.
We're going to play a new game here. It's going to be incorrect or correct. Thumbs up or thumbs down. All right? Malcolm, all right, so the next one, obviously, was Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. We good there. Then we got Step by Step, Joseph Joe, TV series.
Yeah, everything else is correct except for those two credits.
Except for the
Why
bottom ones. Oh, okay. Parenthood, you went Parenthood? There you go.
Yeah, did Parenthood. Me and Daria, we were dating for a minute. She cussed me out and kicked me out the door, but it was all good.
Oh, there you go. Okay, well, any other juicy details?
First on-screen kiss.
Oh, there you go. Okay. So that's how we roll, guys. Easy Talk. We get you guys a lot of things that most people don't ever find out, because it's just a conversation. And then I love taking actors like you back in the past. And it's like, oh, man, I forgot about that. And then the stories kind of come off of it. And you're in Family Matters. Shout-outs to my girl, Cherry Johnson. She's like a sister to me.
Oh, yeah. That was a fun show, man. That brother is so talented, and I got to be a bully to him, you know. It was like, Jaleel White, I was in his classroom, and I got the dog him out as Urkel, and he had to come back as his alter ego and kind of write things, which was fun.
There you go. And I want to talk about the bullying thing, too. I mean, we're going to keep going. We're playing the game right now, so we're going to finish the IMDb thumbs up or thumbs down, and tell us about how you think about your experience. Would you go back in the past? Would you change anything on any of the projects I'm talking about? You know, and tell me if you would make any differences. So you got Malibu Shores. You played Michael Hammond.
Yeah, I was Mouse. Michael Hammond, Mouse. My Essence Atkins was my girlfriend on that show, and that was a really cool show. It was Aaron Spelling, you know, and I. The cool thing about that show is it was all filmed at on Malibu, like in Malibu area. Like, so we hung out at some of the coolest houses on the beach. I was hanging out with Randy Spelling and going over to his pop's house and going bowling with him and playing all Aaron Spelling's like pinball machines and stuff, and kicking it by the pool. It was a good time. And like, it was a game changer, because I just got finished working on Space Cases, which is my own show I had on Nickelodeon, and we had done a couple of seasons. The show was doing really well. It was like the number two show on Nickelodeon, and I was the star of the show. It was kind of a Star Trek for kids, and then I got offered to do Malibu Shores, which was like on NBC, and it was Aaron Spelling, and I thought it was a game changer, and so I got offered to play a series regular on that show, and I was looking to make the transition from children's television to adult television, so I flipped over, and then we had a really bad time slot, and after one season, the show didn't go anymore, which was really disappointing, because I walked away from my kid show, so it was unfortunate. I think if I could go back and do it all over again, I would stay with my kid show, and I would gone on to do several seasons of Space Cases, because it was a really fun and great show.
Okay. And you said the adult thing. I don't see you with Showtime or Cinemax. That's not Walter right there. No, I'm kidding. Okay. and then we got next The Burning Zone TV series, Marcus Dawson.
Oh, yeah, The Burning Zone. That was one of my really good friends was a star of the show. I mean, he was my friend before I started to the show, but I was a guest star, and it was a pretty serious role where I was playing this kid whose dad was abusive, and I got a hold to some pearls that were toxic and making people sick or something. I was trying to give it to my mom, and anyway, it was it was a pretty deep episode, but I have some great memories from that show because I had a big chase scene with James Black, who was an NFL football player. And when we were doing our scene, he was like, "Hey, man, so I'm really going to chase you." And I was like, "All right, bring it." So he started, they were like, "Okay, action." And I'm running because he's a cop. He's a detective. And he's chasing me. And this dude is fast. I mean, he's a big dude, but he's fast, an NFL player. But I'm pretty spry myself. So we were running and jumping over stuff and, jumping off of, platforms to mattresses. And he would get close to me. And I'd take a grocery cart and throw it in his way, and he had to jump over it, and it was crazy, man. We had a really good time doing that scene.
That sounds a lot of fun. Then you got Sabrina the Teenage Witch. I used to watch that show all the time when I was a kid.
Yeah.
That's a good one right there. That was a big show.
It was a big show. I had a smaller part on that, but it was cool. A lot of people saw it, and I got a lot of I got a lot of love from doing the show, and I had a couple of friends who were working on the show, so it was cool to hang out with them, too.
Dalrymple. That's the name.
Yeah.
You played Dalrymple. And then The Gardener, you played a punk.
The Gardener was an interesting movie. It was with Malcolm McDowell, and he was like this killer, and I was the cop that was investigating him. She had come to this place where I was working there, and I was trying to pick up on her, and so we had a couple of scenes together where she kind of like turned down my advances, but it was fun because she was definitely very sexy.
The Talisman, you played Jake Fine.
Yeah, that was a movie I did. It was a cool movie. It was it was a horror movie, and it took place off in Europe somewhere. So I actually shot the film in Romania, which is an adventure within itself. It was like Romania is all together a whole different vibe from California, and with gypsies and it was like communist country and all this other stuff, but. A lot of poverty over there, but I met some of the coolest people. Went and saw the castle, the Count Dracula's castle in Transylvania, and the film itself was a pretty interesting film. There was a part where at the end, I'll give you a part of it. At the end, it ends up being me against the evil person in the movie, and one of us wins. You have to check it out yourself to see.
And people can go to Blockbuster or
it out on Netflix or Blockbuster or whatever. You can Talisman out and check
it
out.
Is Blockbuster still in business? Why did I say Blockbuster? I thought Redbox got to put them out of business.
There are very few.
They are still in business. Okay. But this is one that I just watched the other night, and I was like, that's my boy Walter, Brink.
Brink, man. Disney. You know what? That was a cool movie, man. We had a lot of fun. And great people, Eric Von Dutton and other people that we were working with, some really cool kids. And we were soul skaters, man. Well, actually, I was one of the indoor skaters. So I started the movie as one of the bad guys and then had a transition and became a good guy and supported the good guys, which are the soul skaters. The coolest part of the movie, though, was we got trained to work on rollerblades. So, we had training and stuff, and we hit the ramps, and we were doing all this cool stuff, which challenged me because I rode rollerblades, but I never thought about doing ramps and the kind of things they were doing. And I grew capable to do a lot of the stunts. And I was working with some of the great stunt people from, like, the X Games and so forth, and it was just a lot of fun, and unfortunately, halfway through the movie, I get injured. My character gets injured, and I didn't get to skate anymore. But I always wish that my character would have stuck in there. I could have done some more stunts and some cool stuff like the downhills and all that stuff. But it was a great movie, man. I had a great time on that.
Yeah, I was going to ask, was that you doing your own skating, your own stunts, or was that a lot of the stunt people? Because I thought they had you jumping on picnic tables or, like, the school kind of tables, and they had you doing some things.
Yeah. I did half of my stunts, and then whatever I couldn't do, then I had a stunt man to do. But I always like to try to do as much as I can because I'm really capable. I'm pretty athletic, so.
There you go.
Yeah, so I try to do as much as I can on my own.
And that was a Disney movie, and then this is a Disney month. We just had Zach Callison on, which is a big voiceover star. And I know you've done a ton of voiceovers. We're going to get into that. But there's so many more different movies I want to talk about. So Brink was that was a hot movie. You got the rollerblade. Now early edition Crazy H.
Yeah, man, Crazy H. Crazy H was this rapper, you know, rapper with a heart, and basically early edition was a TV show where this guy he would get the newspaper and he would have on the headlines he would talk about who was murdered or whatever, and he would try to solve the problem before it became a problem. And I was this rapper who was having a battle with another rapper, and I get interviewed from them, and basically I just break it down and tell them, look, you know, I'm all about love. I'm a businessman, and this is what I know my image is one image, but what I'm doing is I'm just making business. I'm not about, you know, like being a gangster, really. I'm just about making my bread. So it was cool.
Yeah, I saw that. That's on your demo reel. You had the gold chain on, and you're sitting behind your desk, and then you got...
I was running stuff. I was a small puffy.
Yeah, Mutiny, the next. So now you're a rapper, I guess. Now you play Shorty.
No, actually, Mutiny was based off a true story.
Okay.
It's the Port Chicago Mutiny. It was one of the largest mutinies ever in United States history, and it had to do with a huge explosion that happened in Port Chicago that injured a lot of African Americans. It's kind of a movie about inequality with African Americans being in the services, and it was kind of like one of the situations where there were white officers and they were making bets on who could get their guys to move bombs the fastest, kind of thing, and so they were disregarding all like protocols and safety measures, and eventually there was a huge explosion. And it killed a lot of people. And they didn't change it. They continued on doing the same thing. And so a lot of the soldiers got together and they mutinied. They refused to work. And it was one of the largest mutinies in history. So it was a television movie that was based on that. And I played one of the soldiers.
This sounds like a lot of fun to be Walter Jones. Okay.
What's that?
I said, this sounds like a lot of fun to be Walter Jones.
I've had a nice career doing a lot of different things, man. It's just, like I said, you just got to stay at it.
Anything you do different, if you go back in time on any of those movies I mentioned, anything you change?
You know what? I'm generally happy with my work. I mean, you know, in retrospect, when you look at yourself, you always feel like, oh, maybe if I would have made this choice, it might have been better. But creatively, what I feel in the moment is what I'm filling in the moment. It's what I gave, and it lives, and it has a life of its own now. And everybody has their way of looking at it and criticizing it. But I'm not unhappy with most of everything I've done.
That's cool, man. That's cool that you don't have any regrets on anything. And then you got the dog walker. You got In the House. We can kind of speed it up because I know we don't have to go. If we go through your whole career, we'll be on here for 4 hours. But
I'm saying, man, I've done over 156 episodics of television, so and about 6 or 7 films. So I've worked quite a bit.
I see that, but Buffy the Vampire Slayer, because I can see the transition in your career. Buffy the Vampire Slayer was a real big TV series, and you played Edward, and it looks like you played. What, were you supporting on that? What was that role?
I was a guest star on that. I mean, most of my career, I've only done guest star work or series regular. I've done very few co-stars, and if I did, they were uncredited because I was just doing it as a favor for somebody or something.
Now, what would you say is better? What would the people that are listening that want to be actors? Or what's better? What is a guest star? What is a series regular? What are some of the secrets to maybe, you know, get some of that stuff?
Well, you know, as far as secrets to getting it is, like I said, you just keep throwing it at the wall. You know, and you get good representation, and you have good quality work. You get more opportunities. So. A series regular is somebody that is on a television series, like a situation comedy or an hour drama or whatever. It's a regular. It's the person that's going to be on the show every week, right? So I've had a couple of series and was fortunate. Then you have your reoccurring roles. Those are guest star roles that are reoccurring. So they may have like a 5 or 6 episode arc where they do a number of episodes and their character goes from one place and go to another place, and then it finalizes, right? Or then you have your simple guest star, which is you are an intricate part of the episode because you have all your regulars, but you're the person that they're dealing with, and you're a guest star. Then you have a co-star, and that might just be like a walk-on role where you're playing a waiter, or you play somebody that's only seen for a very little bit. You might have a couple of lines. You might say, would you like some T-shirt? Okay, I'll be right with you, and that's it. You know, that's your part. But you can call your friends and go, I'm on TV tonight, man. So, yeah, I serve tea.
But that's not really how it happened with you. You just kind of jumped into the game and a leading role on Power Rangers.
I was blessed. I got the audition for Power Rangers, and I was the right place, right time, right skills. And so, I mean, they auditioned probably 800 people for the job of the Power Rangers, of the 5 Power Rangers, and it broke down from like those 800 to 400 or 200 to like, you know, 100 to 40 to 20 to like 4 cast to 5, and then they picked one. And
you're going to have a lot of people hating on you, dude, because that's not a normal thing to just book something that big. Usually you got to do the extra, and then you're lucky if you get a little co-star, then you're lucky if you just keep building and building, and then, you know, it depends. Would you say, let me ask you this, Walter, would you say a lot of what you've gotten or in general is about who you know and how they know you in relationships, or
you know,
more about
agents? I can't even say that, man. I didn't grow up in California, so it wasn't like I came out here and just got to know people and had the right affiliations and so forth and so on. I can't even say I still have that now. I mean, I know a lot of people, but knowing the absolute right people is something I think that comes from, you know, from family. If you got family that's in the game, you got like really close friends with the family, that kind of thing, you know, producers or casting directors. I didn't know those people, so I got what I got because of my talent, and it wasn't, you know, nothing was given to me. It's just, like I said, right place, right time, right skills. So that's the way it is. You know, I think success is when opportunity meets preparation, and I was prepared and got my opportunity.
And that's, you know, you're right. And thank God for the talent that you have that got you moving. And you know, I want to ask you about the Power Rangers Lost Galaxy, because like I'm looking at your resume here, and I don't know what the heck that is. What's the Power Rangers Lost Galaxy Nightmare?
Power Rangers Lost Galaxy is a voiceover I did. So after I finished the series, and I was gone from the show, you know, I was friends with a lot of the people on the show and you know, the people in the technical aspect. And the ADR guys, the voiceover guys, were friends of mine. And, you know, I had gone in one day to do some voiceover, and they said, hey, you wanna be doing voice of a monster? And I'm like, yeah. So I did a voice of a monster, and I was credited for it. And that's another part of my Power Ranger history that lives.
That's cool. So, and now I know you're doing nowadays. You're doing a lot of voiceovers now, and you're 2013. What's Mr. Walter Jones up to now?
Oh man, so 2013 is the year that we celebrate the 20th year and a half anniversary of the Power Rangers. So I'm doing a lot of touring. I'm bouncing around to a lot of different places this year, a lot of different cons. If people are interested in checking out where I'm going to be, please come in and check me out on Facebook. I got all the information there. on my Facebook site. But even this month, I'll be bouncing around to San Jose, and I'm going to Lexington, the Comic-Con there. I'm heading to Venezuela next month. I'm like, I'm bouncing, you know. So doing that, also doing a lot of voiceover work, everything from video games to animation to movies and so forth. I just finished working on Out of the Furnace and various other films. So knocking stuff out, man, doing voiceover. I'm working on creating my own show. It's kind of a reality show. I've been in the process of getting that together. I'm trying to get into producing and directing some writing now because I feel like I'm growing to the point where I really need to be creating jobs. So that's another part of what I'm trying to get into now and building for myself. But it's all a process.
Well, there you go. Well, we're definitely gonna have to talk there then. That's what I'm doing too, is the producing and the creating opportunities for people and jobs.
You know,
we're gonna be talking off air. But you know, let's talk about Parrot Kings because this is Disney month. We're interviewing everybody that's got something that's associated with Disney in some way. Parrot Kings is a real big show.
Yeah, man. You know, that was a great show. It's no longer in the air. It just got canceled recently. But what a great show, man, and great characters. You know, everybody that worked on that show, they were really, really cool. Doc Shaw, great kid, man. Doc Shaw and Kelsey and everybody else. I mean, I had a lot of fun working those guys. Gino, Mitchell Musso, all those guys, Ryan Ochoa. I mean, great, talented kids and very, very funny. I worked on the show as a guest star. I played a poet. Which was pretty interesting. But another thing I did on the show, and not a lot of people know about this, is a really good friend of mine was working as a stunt coordinator, and he would call me in sometimes just ask me if I want to do some stunt work. It's just another thing that I enjoy doing. I mean, I have martial arts background and stunt fighting background, and it's just another example of things that I can do, you know, to maintain myself in the industry. And so I actually did some stunt doubling for Doc Shaw, for Boomer, the character Boomer, and a number of episodes. And that was fun, man. It got to, where else can you go and work for the day and swing on vines and kick, you know, kick imaginary people and fall from rafters onto mats and, you know, fun stuff. You know, it's like things that I would do with my boys, but I get to get paid for it.
There you go. Yeah, that sounds real awful. You mentioned Ryan Ochoa. We actually work with the Ochoa brothers, and you know Shane Sparks is actually doing choreography for them, and he's got a show on our broadcast every Saturday at 2:00. And that shout outs to Ryan and the dads, all the brothers. They're
yeah,
doing
man,
big
those
things
guys
right now.
Yeah, those talented family, man. Those guys are putting it down for sure.
Yeah, yeah. So let's talk about, so we've talked about all the success, we've talked about all the awesome times and the awesome projects, and you got tons of other great things happening, and Man Without a Head is in post-production, I guess. But let's talk about the struggles. And so, like, if you could think about a couple, like, you know, just, and get deep with it. Don't be like, oh, yeah, I didn't really have a lot of struggles. Be real, because everybody's had struggles. Everybody's had the hard times. Everybody's had those days that they just feel like, I can't go anymore. And I got to, me personally, I pray, you know. Can you talk to us about, like, the hard times, you know?
Well, like I said, I mean, I've been working for 20 years, but it's, as an actor, and especially as an actor that's worked and had a number of a lot of success and worked on, I mean, like I said, my resume is generally series regular, guest star. But just like the music industry's changed, television and film industry's changed. So it's gotten considerably harder. You know, I mean, like now you look at television and all the A-list stars that were in films are coming to television. So it bumps everybody down. So jobs that I used to get, being a guest star or recurring, are much harder to get now. I mean, it's even harder to be seen. And then for somebody like me that's been working for 20 years, positive and negative about it is I am older than I look, but I look the same. You know what I mean? So it's a blessing that I continue to look youthful and I have this youthful exuberance and I'm in shape and I got great energy. You know, I didn't become like some old looking guy with no hair and a pork belly. You know, I'm like, I still look young. I'm still fit. I'm still capable of doing a lot of things I did when I was much younger. But the problem is, when it comes to casting, I think I run into the situation where casting directors are like, oh, no, I can't hire him to play that role because he played that role 10 years ago. So it's not really him, you know. It's weird. It's like, I still look young, but the casting directors don't necessarily want to see me to play younger parts, and I don't look old enough to play older parts, you know what I mean? So, like, I have a son, and my son's an actor. And it's very rare that I go in and I get to be his dad, although I'm an actor and I'm a pretty famous actor. So it's weird because they don't see me as being old enough to play my son's dad. We'll go in and be brothers. That's kind of crazy. But like I said, I'm still in it. I'm still doing my thing. And thank God for voiceovers because that's been my mainstay over the last couple of years. I mean, I've worked on everything from The Help to I Am Number 4 to, you know, all kinds of different films, you know, and that's a blessing, you know, because I continue to work as I continue to be creative and work as an actor. And when things are slow, you know, I got something else I can go to. So
let's talk about I didn't know you had a son, man. How old is your son?
My son is 9. He's 9 years. I don't really talk about my family too much. I kind of keep that to myself. But I'm very proud of him because he's an actor. He's doing really well.
Okay. Well, I wanted to get into who Walter Jones the dad is. But no, that's cool if you don't want to talk about it. I understand. So you want to keep certain things personal.
I don't keep that to me. That's me and mine. You know, that's my private. So.
All right. Let's go.
Be a time where I'll be more willing to talk more about my family because I have a son and a daughter, I keep that just to me at the moment.
Well, yeah, you got to have your personal time. Totally understandable. Let's talk about fan experiences. I know you've got to have some. What's some of the most unique things people have asked you to sign? You know, like have you ever had anything ripped off your body? You know, like talk to us about some of the cool fan experiences you can think about.
You know what I. It's interesting because it's constantly changing. You know, at the height of my biggest fame was when the Power Rangers were super hot and everybody was crazy about it. And at that time, the most negative thing was the parents. I'll put it like that. Because the parents will do anything for their kids. So it doesn't matter how you feel or what you think. They're getting it done for the kids. So what I mean by that is, if I'm in a place where I am sitting at a table and I'm clearly depressed, I'm almost in tears. You know, maybe I'm talking to somebody, and it could have been the worst day in my life. Parents will come over and go, "Hey man, look, I need to get you to sign this for me. Actually, I need one for my aunt. And I got two cousins. Could you sign?" "Oh, yeah, yeah. Hey, look, man, here, take this tissue. Wipe some tears." All right. So, you know, it's crazy. It's like, wow. Whereas kids are beautiful, man. Kids are so, like, it takes nothing to make them happy. You know, just a smile and a handshake and, you know, anything was like, I would make a kid's day. They'd be, you know, some of the most amazing experiences I had were, like, I went to, I was involved with a charity called Make-A-Wish Foundation, which is
great charity.
Charity for terminally ill children, right? You know, and we went to this hospital, and everybody that we went and saw on this particular floor, they were terminally ill, so they were expected to die, or they were in immense pain, whether they had been burned on 90% of their body or they were fighting cancer or whatever. You know, it's not a happy place. And to be able to go there, wear my Ranger costume, take off my helmet, and to see some of these kids smile and to be told this is the first time she smiled in 3 months, to be able to do that,
man.
Oh,
that I couldn't even ask for a better gift. I mean, that is simply amazing, and what a gift to me to be able to brighten somebody's day that's going through such turmoil. You know, I mean, like that kind of stuff is and has been amazing, and it continues to be that way. And now it's weird because I can be out. And I run into the kids that were kids at that time that were, you know, super young. And I'm like, I'm hanging with them. You know, they're like 23, 24, 25 now. And they're like, yo, dude, let me get you a beer. You know what I mean? They're like hanging. They're like, yo, hey, I just got to tell you, man, I loved you, man. I'm like, wow, that's cool. And I mean, what a gift, man. You know, there's being popular, but then there's also being enamored. You know, I mean, if people are just happy to be around me or see me or they just want to share with me that I made a difference in their life in a positive way, and the fact that I've done that for anybody is amazing. The fact that I've done that for lots of people in 40 countries around the world, man, come on.
That's really cool. Yeah, I know. I was watching an interview. You were like made an ambassador or something like that in Africa. Something
yeah,
happened.
Yeah, I'm an honorary chief of the Igbo tribe in Africa. I went to go celebrate the 40th anniversary of a king in Africa a couple of years ago, and I myself along with a couple of the Jackson brothers, Tito and Marlon Jackson, we went down with a delegation of mayors and hung out with this king and the governor for like 2 weeks, and it was beautiful. I hadn't really been. I've been to Africa a couple of times, all times to Nigeria, but this was an exceptional experience because, I met a king one, and I'm hanging out with the king at his palace, and I was made an honorary chief in a ceremony, along with some, you know, the Jacksons, come on, man. And then we went around and we met people. Like, we went to churches. I went to funerals, man. I went to funerals and to weddings. And I went to schools with, like, the governor who's going and telling the kids, hey, listen, we're donating to you guys school buses so you don't have to walk to school anymore. And all of a sudden the kids would jump into singing, man. They're jumping up and down and they're singing in unison. You know, I'm like, oh, this is crazy. It was like,
yeah.
You know, it was beautiful, man. Africa, I loved it. I feel very fortunate to have had an experience like that. And then to be so loved and so welcomed in a country that's so far away, you know, and it's like my original country. In fact, I sat on the king's throne, and I got a picture of it. And
you're gonna have to send us those because you know we're gonna do. I'm gonna do a blog on you, the Hollywood It guy, and I do a column for like 9 other things. And I'm gonna definitely be putting this interview out there so a lot of people. This is a great interview. I don't know. You enjoying it? I think.
Yeah, man, I'm good time. I don't think I've talked this much about myself. or ever for that matter. But it's, you know, it's easy. So I'm like,
I appreciate it, sir. Welcome to the easy way, man. It's just easy. We just flow. We just have fun. There's so much more we can go over. But in closing, yeah, I know that there's probably particular things you want to talk to your fans, and I mean, I have so many other questions. I say we set up another one later, and maybe we can do something with a blog or something. And we're definitely gonna have to get you, and I'm not kidding. We're gonna do some sort of battle. We're gonna do something really fun that we can put together that people can watch. They can follow the blogs, and you know, we have our network, WTV Networks, and we'll put it on that, and people can definitely follow. I mean, that's the thing is we kind of follow the progression, follow the careers, and we're the only network really that has direct celebrity columnists and celebrity blogs that are telling you their lives and their success stories and things like that. We gotta get you down too. But thanks so much for the interview, brother. I know you. I pulled you away from being on set or whatever you're doing, and you're like, oh, you only got 9 to 9:30. I'm like, yeah, right.
I know we've been gathered for a minute, man. Oh my dang.
That's only been about an hour. No big deal.
Right.
No, but I had a lot of fun, Walter. I appreciate it. By the way, congratulations on your nomination for the EOTM Awards. Well, you know, we're glad to have you, and we're looking forward to you winning that. So all the fans, anybody that's my fans that are listening to the show, anybody, make sure you support my man Walter. That's going to be at the August 4th at the Club Nokia. We got One Direction, Carmen Electra, even Eva Mendez nominated. It's cracking, man. We appreciate you accepting the nomination.
Cool, brother. I appreciate it, and I look forward to seeing you again, man.
Yeah, definitely. Well, we're gonna set up a lot of things for the fans, man. That's what the show's about and what we're doing. And make sure you guys check out HollywoodItGuy.com. You just send me if you don't mind. I'd love to get some of those pictures with you and the chief, and or you being made a chief, and any cool pictures you have. We're gonna do a very exclusive, cool, easy way blog, Mr. Walter Jones, and you've had a successful career.
Hey, thanks, man. I appreciate it. Yeah, I mean, and all the fans, man, y'all check me out on Twitter at Walter E. Jones, and hit me up on Facebook. I think it's walter.emanuel, E-M-A-N-U-E-L, .Jones, a Walter Jones fan page on Facebook. Check me out and hit me up, you know.
I will tell all my almost 600,000 fans, I'm creeping on the 600,000 mark, man. I'll tell them all to follow you and support you. And hey, quick little favor, man. I'm a fan of the Black Ranger too. You know, you're the original.
Okay.
And you're on the show. So can you do me a favor and say, hey, it's Walter Jones, the original Black Ranger on the Power, on Mighty Morphin from Power Rangers. I want you to keep listening to Easy Way Broadcasting, and I'm doing it the easy way. Let's see how good you are. Can you remember all that?
Man, that's a whole lot. I ain't got it written. Let's see what I got. I know the first part. That's my name.
Hey, it's Walter Jones from the Mighty Morphin Power, the original Black Ranger from the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, and I want you to keep listening to Easy Way Broadcasting, and I'm doing it the easy way.
All right, let's see how we do. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Hey, what's up? This is Walter Jones, the original Black Ranger from the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. Hey, check it out. I'm kicking it with Easy Hero, doing it the easy way, and y'all better check us out. Take it easy. Peace. This is Walter Jones. I'm out.
Appreciate it, sir. Thank you so much. We definitely appreciate it. I know the fans appreciate it. So we're going to be tweeting this out and pumping it out, blogging it like crazy. Appreciate you doing it the easy way, being on Easy Talk, brother. We will catch you later. Catch you at the award show.
All right, man. You be cool.
All right. Peace. All right, guys, so that was Walter Jones, the original Black Ranger from the Power Rangers, a good, good friend of mine. We got some things we're setting up, too, so if you guys want to get maybe an autograph picture, you want to get at Walter, you can hit us up at EasyWay, letter E, letter Z, EasyWayBroadcasting@gmail.com, and we got a lot of other cool stuff. And I'm going to feature an artist, too. Actually, wait, you know what? I'm going to grab a call. We got a caller here, see if they want to talk to us. We got a caller, 201-3603. You're on air with Easy Talk.
Hi, Eric. It's Kristen from the Reality Wanted Awards.
Oh, hi, Kristen from the Reality Wanted Awards. Wow, that's good. That's we got some stuff to talk about, guys. The Reality. What is the Reality Wanted Awards?
Well, I think you talked to Meg, and she told me to call in. She said you guys were live, and I'm actually sitting in the airport right now, heading from New York to LA. But so I can talk about it with you guys if you're interested. Basically, it's. You know, we put together an award show that had to do with, I don't think a bell going off in the airport could be good.
What'd you say? You don't think what?
Can you hear that? There's a bell going off in the airport. Can you hear it?
Oh, there's dogs going off in the backgrounds of my show. We've had babies crying. We've had people walking by. No, don't worry about the background sound.
Okay, cool. The awards basically stem from, you know, I work in the industry and I've been in casting for a long time. And so I was just like, you know, there's never any recognition giving back to the people who work behind the scenes, you know? I mean, all of these, there's a lot of, you know, online voting.
Don't mind the music. We got to get some flavor behind what you're saying. You said you're casting director, so this is your casting director music. Yeah.
I just got off Let's Make a Deal. I was the contestant producer for that.
No, go ahead. Keep telling us about the Reality Wanted Awards. I often confuse people on my show. That's my pleasure. I'm kidding.
I love it. So basically on April 11th, we are going to announce the winners of the first annual Reality Wanted Reality TV Awards. And the general public are the ones who are going to be you know, voting on those nominees. So anyone who's interested in voting can go to realitywantedawards.com and cast their vote. One today.
That sounds pretty cool. And so what type of people do you have nominated? Who's involved in the awards?
Well, we have, you know, we kind of range. We have, like, the best crew. We have moments that are up. So the best crew, we have Deadliest Catch and Lock Up Raw and Whale Wars. You know, that's kind of giving back to the crews that are on set. Well, if you can call being on the open water in Alaska a set. But, you know, they kind of risk their lives to get a good video. And so that's one of our categories. And then we have Biggest Villain, which we have Abby Marie Gomez from Survivor, Brandi Glanville from House of Beverly Hills, and Teresa Judas from House of New Jersey. So, you know, they've definitely, I think they've gotten a villain status through the years. We also have male-female personalities. I'm trying to think. We have Best Host, we have Best Show, we have Best Competition Show, Best Docuseries, game show, talk show. So it's all over the board.
Wow, that sounds fun. And you said you're a casting director, too. You know how many people are wanting to meet casting directors on my show? You know how many awesome up-and-coming actors and amazing, talented people? We actually have a segment on our show called Opportunity Time. It's actually hosted by my friend, Taylor Jordan, which is the casting director for America's Got Talent. Do you know her?
Yes, I do.
Awesome. Well, yeah, she does a segment on my show. She's like a sister to me. She's actually one of the producers with our company as well. And so if you're casting director, what do you cast for? Do you have any things coming up? Any opportunities for anybody?
Right now I'm focusing 100% on the awards, but I know that my friend is doing a talk show that kind of has to do with, you know, it's they're looking for real people who have controversy with someone that they know, and it's going to be a brand new talk show by Dr. Phil, his production company. And then as far as, I mean, I was on Let's Make a Deal last year, so I was a contestant producer for that, which I think every person who visits or lives in Los Angeles, California should at least come once and try their luck on Let's Make a Deal, because we have amazing prizes. We only have about 200 audience members, and we choose about 13 people to play. And the prizes are amazing, and you never know what you're going to get. And you get to meet Wayne Brady. So anybody who comes to Los Angeles should at least grab a costume and come on down and try their luck at the show.
Well, that sounds cool. Go ahead.
Oh, no. I mean, I've done a ton of things, but honestly, if anybody's looking for reality TV opportunities, everything's posted on realitywanted.com. Every single item that is currently casting is on realitywanted.com, and that's actually our title. You know, we're partnered up with them to put on the awards this year.
Well, awesome. So all my Easy Way supporters, my Easy Way listeners, make sure you follow Reality Wanted on Twitter. And let's say this, and some of you agree. If they follow Easy Way Broadcast, letter E, letter Z, Easy Way Broadcast on Twitter and Reality Wanted on Twitter, then they can maybe get connected in some way with some opportunities that you may be involved in, and maybe we can kind of toss it their direction. There you go, guys. Here's your shot right there. You heard it from let me tell you right now, if this girl knows Roz Taylor Jordan, she's a definite somebody, okay? then that's how we roll the Easy Way. You know, we actually have a caller. Let's see who this is. We have a caller, 913-2282. You're on Easy Talk, Easy Way Broadcasting. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hey, guys, it's Andrew Ward. I'm the other executive producer on the Reality Awards.
Oh, all right. I guess, you know what, guys? It just came up right now. This is the Reality Awards time. This is the new segment we just produced for the Easy Talk. How you doing, Andy? Nice to meet you.
Good. Nice to meet you guys. I heard there was a party, so I decided to join in.
Cool, right on. Well, we're talking to Kristen, and we're talking about the Reality Awards. It sounds really cool, and I mean, I'm definitely going to have to talk to you guys more because I'm friends with, 100 reality stars, and I've interviewed many of them. And, okay, well, Mr. Andy, you're the executive. What's it like being the executive producer of a big award show like that? This sounds interesting.
It's stressful, but it's also really fun at the same time. So, you know, it's fun to interact with all these celebrities and even all the sponsors. It's there's a lot going on, so we have a fun time.
Ooh, you said stressful. Well, we just had my boy Walter E. Jones from the Power Rangers. Remember, he was the original Black Power Ranger on the first original Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, and he's a big actor guy. And we just interviewed him, and we were talking about a lot of the struggles in the industry. So you're saying it's stressful. What do you mean by it's stressful? That's always interesting to me.
Well, it's more so the hundreds of emails we get every day. We want to make it perfect, and we want to make it fun. So that's kind of what stresses me out. But it's a really fun job.
Well, talk about the fun parts of the job. How can our average listeners get involved? Why do they want to get involved? And what opportunities can they get involved with?
Well, the great thing about these awards is the final vote is down to the public. So right now you can log on to realitywantedawards.com, and you as a public figure, whoever you know out there, can vote, and you can vote once a day up until April 8th. So whether your favorite show could be nominees like Duck Dynasty or Here Comes Honey Boo Boo or even The Housewives, it's kind of got a little bit of everything out there, so you can go support your favorite show or even your favorite TV personality.
I got an idea. If the listeners vote and they get involved, is there any way maybe we can – because this is a very interactive show, and everything I do, I have my show, The Easy Show, I have WTV, I have my blog, and people follow all that stuff. I'm thinking, you know, I'm an interview guy, and I'll be interviewing a lot of these celebrities that will be there anyways. I've talked to Jason from what I know. I may be getting more involved here. And my fans, I'm always trying to open opportunities for them. What if we did some sort of contest or some sort of thing where we can actually have them interview with me and another celebrity?
I think your fans would love that. And, you know, a lot of our celebrities are interested in doing interviews, so I think that could be a good mashup for everyone.
Well, let's kind of put that in the stew pot. We're going to be making some stew here, guys, and maybe we can talk more about it on our next show next week with Tommy Davidson Jr. Everybody knows Mr. Funny Guy, Tommy Davidson Jr. And maybe we can come back with that, and we'll put our heads together and see what we can create for the fans. Okay, so and if you could pinpoint two of the most awesome things that are happening, and you can answer one of the things, Kristen, and then Andy, you answer the other. What would the two most interesting, greatest parts of the show, of the Reality Awards be?
Personally, I'm really excited for the live interactive feed we're going to have online. So when these celebrities are hitting the red carpet, when Big Ann's from Mob Wives or Will and Belly from RuPaul's Drag Race is walking down the red carpet, the fans at home are going to be able to log on and see online, and they can even video in and ask these celebrities questions. So we're going to be following the Twitter that night, and it's going to be really exciting for everyone.
Well, that sounds pretty cool. And Kristen, what about you?
I think the most exciting thing for me so far has been trying to figure out what the actual award is going to look like. And, you know, we've narrowed it down to exactly what we want. And now, you know, it's just a matter of hoping that everyone's going to absolutely love it when they see it. And I can only imagine that they will, because it's something completely unique. It's an award that, you know, doesn't look like anything else. You can't Google any images like it. And I think they're going to be really proud to walk away with it and to put it, you know, in their production companies or up in their mantles or at their home. So I think that's been one of the most exciting things.
That's pretty cool. What is it, a glass award or a paper award or a trophy type of award?
Well, right
it's kind
now
of more of a trophy kind of award. But we're still working on exactly what it's going to be, but we know exactly what it's going to look like.
And there's nothing like it.
Okay. I actually had an award named after me by the City and County of Los Angeles and the Multicultural Motion Picture Association, and we gave that to the co-founder of E! Entertainment, my mentor, Larry Namer. And we did, like, a plaque. It was a really nice plaque. It had, like, kind of gold inside of the paper. And, you know, I always think plaques are great. But, hey, thank you so much for being on the show. And I think that we can have you back again, and we can maybe talk about what type of interaction, contest, opportunity we can grow for the fans that are listening for the Reality Wanted Awards. And when is the awards?
The awards are going to be on Thursday, April 11th in West Hollywood at Greystone Manor.
Thursday, April 11th at Greystone Manor in West Hollywood. So if you guys are in Tennessee or Pennsylvania or Europe or France or wherever you might be listening to this show from, that's, you know, when to book your tickets. So awesome. That sounds cool. Well, hey, it was nice meeting you, Andy. Pleasure meeting you, Kristen. I hope you follow me on Twitter, ERICZULEY. Let's stay in touch. And thanks for doing it the easy way.
Thanks, guys.
All right, guys. So that was a cool little just – out of the ordinary, cool 4-in-1 Hollywood type situation that just popped up, and those are always fun. And you never know who's going to come on Easy Talk. You never know who's going to come on the show. But I think that we're definitely going to do some awesome stuff with that. You guys know about the Easy Show. You know, we're on IMDb, and you can look at the credits and stuff that we've done. We actually just posted the Playboy Mansion and all the exclusives of the Playboy Mansion and all the really cool stuff that people may not know. And I know there's tons of people that always want to go to the Playboy Mansion, but they don't get a chance to. Well, I was actually there many times, and I got all the insides, really cool stuff, and footage of Hugh Hefner and the Playmates and even the game room inside of the mansion, and you got to check it out. There's about 7 different videos, and it's an episode we just posted on the Easy, letter E, letter Z, the easyshow.com, and, man, it is just really cool. And we also have let's talk about some of the episodes. We have the Power Rangers for a charity event with the Multicultural Motion Picture Association. They're currently on Nickelodeon's Power Rangers Super Samurai. Really good friends of mine. Shout out to Najee Detez and Steven Schuyler and Hector David Jr., the Green Ranger, the Gold Ranger, and the Blue Ranger. We're actually working on, and I'm going to throw this out there, and it's in the process, it's in the works, but we're working on trying to get all the Power Rangers from Nickelodeon, Super Samurai, all the Power Rangers, and to have them meet the old school Power, so the new school meets the old school. So we do have a little bit of access to some of the old school Power Rangers and the new school Power Rangers. We're thinking about putting some sort of video, some sort of music video type thing or commercial type thing, and have them on Easy Talk. We'd have probably about, I don't know, 12 of your favorite Rangers on the show at the same time, and we're planning on that. Remember to check out the show next week, 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time with Tommy Davison Jr. He's been in a ton of stuff, but I remember him from the movie Booty Call with my girl Tamala Jones. Shout out to Tamala, a very good friend of mine, and Vivica A. Fox. And Jamie Fox, if you guys remember that show, awesome show. And he's like the comedian extraordinaire. He's the man when it comes to comedy. And I actually recently linked back up with him at the Omar charity event for the Executive Prep Academy. Really awesome fundraiser. You guys got to check out Exec Prep, EXECPREP, on Twitter. Follow that. They're doing great things for these kids, scholarship programs, and a bunch of just awesomeness of what they're doing. And so I linked back up with Tommy, and I was like, yo, Tommy, I told him about the show, I told him about the blog, told him about the stuff, and he's going to be on the show coming up next week. So any of the Tommy Davison fans, that is our guest for next week. And I hope you enjoyed the interview with Walter E. Jones. I mean, he told us a bunch of stuff that he even said, I've never even interviewed this long. And it's also, right now, he's on a column. I have a column on the Washington Times. If you guys Google Walter Jones, Washington Times, you can check out that column. It is published right now, and it's pretty awesome. So we put Walter out there the easy way. We're rocking. And by the way, we're going to make this clear. Walter Jones's Twitter, the real Twitter, is Walter E. Jones. It's not official Walter Jones. It's not the other 4 other ones. It's Walter E. Jones. It has about 2,000-something followers, and he never does anything with that Twitter. That's why he only has about 2,000-something followers. Once he starts playing with it, I'm pretty sure he'll be up in the millions, because Power Rangers is freaking huge, and he was the originator, and he's done many, many other things. But Walter E. Jones, that is his Twitter. That is what's up. That's how you follow the real deal, Walter E. Jones. So now you heard this first on Easy Talk, Easy Way Broadcasting. That's the real deal. So if you hear anything else, you see anything else, he's a personal friend of mine, and I'm telling you right now, that is his Twitter. So Easy Talk, guys, this is how we roll. I'm going to actually call one more person, and you guys know what we do. We're always calling our production people. And basically, he's going to tell you a little bit about what's going on for what's coming up for WTV and what you have to expect, what's going to be happening, and the videos that are going to be posted, the interviews, and the stuff that's going to be coming on WTV, and the stuff we're going to be housing. And he's just the production guy. And we're doing a really awesome music video with a couple of the Power Rangers, actually, Shane Sparks, London Del Rey, and a lot of cool stuff. So keep tuning in. I guess you could say, you know, a lot of people ask me, what is your show? What do you do? What is this? I'm like the Where's Waldo Hollywood. I'm like the information guide. I guide you to the real deal of Hollywood. And I deal with a lot of the Hollywood people and the entertainers and the philanthropy and things like that. So let's see.
Hey, Easy, how you doing, man?
Mr. Gregory, I'm doing great, man. So we're coming up to your segment, WTV Info 4-in-1. I don't know what the name of it is yet, but we are wonderful listeners. We got over 1,200 live listeners right now, brother, so they all want to listen to what is coming up for WTV, what's going to be posted, thewtv.com, and what do we have to expect?
Well, absolutely. Well, hopefully everyone has got an opportunity to check out the things that's already been posted from the interviews with. Oh, hold on 1 second.
Call you, man. What do you mean? Hold on 1 second.
Well, I had an outside audience. You called me in between segments. So, basically, what's coming down? So everyone had an opportunity to check out the Tommy Davidson footage that will be up. I'm doing some things with Shane Sparks this weekend with the behind-the-scenes footage of a video and an event, so I'm looking forward to putting that up by next week. And that's basically what's going on in WTV as we speak right now.
We have covered so much stuff, and that's all we have to expect this coming up. We don't have no secret comedy show by Tommy Davidson Jr. You know he's my guest this week coming up.
Oh, you're talking about the following week? Absolutely. I'm sorry if I didn't say that. I don't have my list in front of me.
You know how many people have been wanting to see that? That's a private, exclusive comedy show. He did the Omar McGee event. And we need to I'm telling you right now, our fans, and we need to have that up before this next Friday coming up, because that's I'm going to be talking to him. And we just did a column on the Washington Times for Walter E. Jones. We're going to be doing some awesome things with him. And
fantastic.
You're coming to the music video tonight, and we have a lot of the, you know, a couple of Rangers coming down. We have London Del Rey. We have Shane Sparks. We have Nick Cannon's brother, Gabriel Cannon, coming down. Myself,
good
all doing cameos in the video. And man, I was expecting a little bit more. My fans are gonna get mad at me. I gotta be on my.
No. Easy. don't send your fans at me. Don't send your fans at me. But no, we'll have that, and then also just a project with the Stacey Jackson project that's gonna be up, and I'm just going off the top of my head, but that's basically what I've been seeing in the queue. Especially you're gonna have the exclusive interview with that. You're gonna have the Johnny Gill performance. You have the Karen White performance. And those are all exclusive footage. I'm sorry. I'm going off the top of my head, Easy. I'm sorry.
Johnny Gill is a Grammy-winning artist. Karen White. I mean, now you're talking here. Now we got some.
Okay. Don't send your fans at me. Don't send your fans at me.
I'm not gonna send them after you. They're just your information on the internet. They'll find you, dude. No, I'm kidding. I appreciate it. I appreciate it, Gregory. And we'll see you tonight. And by the way,
absolutely,
this is Gregory A. Lewis. You guys, make sure you check out TI Films. He's the production extraordinaire, so all the power behind the production is usually happened from TI Films. And also, I know we got a couple new editors. And anybody else that you want to give love to, shout outs, any names, any drops before we let you go?
Definitely, I appreciate you just giving me this opportunity once again. Shout out to Kevin T. Robinson. Shout out to Rick Rosman, Shane Sparks, of course, you, Easy, and that's basically it. You know, TI Films is in the building, ready to be a service to your photography and video production needs. We don't ask, we take over.
We don't ask, we take over. I love it. So make sure you guys check out the video, and you'll see his cute little cousin. We don't ask, we take over. It's so I don't do it. My voice doesn't do her justice, but, you know.
No. But maybe if you was, like, maybe, like, 3 or 4, Easy, man, you would have got that. You would have hit it on the mark, man. But I appreciate you, Easy. I look forward to seeing you tonight, and I can't wait to show WTV fans, you know, your cameo, and everyone to just get that exclusive footage that we normally do. So I appreciate you so much. Look forward to putting some more material up, and then also seeing you tonight.
All right, brother. See you tonight. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you, sir, so much. All right. Talk to you soon.
All right, guys, so that was Gregory A. Lewis. Now, before we go, we got about a minute, 30 seconds left. I'm going to go ahead and play this artist. I'm going to play a little bit clip, a little preview of his music. It's hot. His name is Anthony Starr. And tell me, post your comments, send us emails, easywaybroadcasting@gmail.com, letter E, letter Z. And here we go.
What's up, man? We got our highlight artist of the week on phone, man. It's the boy Anthony.
Why do I keep keep doing that. What's wrong with me? I keep pressing the wrong buttons. I'm sorry. Here we go. Let's try this again. Anthony Starr. Here's his music. Uh-huh.
You remember them late nights chilling, kissing, catching feelings, taking walks on the beach, taking pictures so real. And out of every girl I know, there ain't none like you. You my heart and that's for sure, and I'm stuck like glue. We in the same game, chasing the same fame. Give you everything I can, including my last name. You don't care about the money, cause you know I'm good. Go to war for your love, yeah, you know I will.
Yeah, so that was a little preview. Anthony Starr, make sure you check him out, guys. We're gonna go ahead and yeah, we're not stealing your mojo there, Mo. We're not doing the highlight artist of the week, but I just wanted to throw that out here. He's talented. But, guys, it's Easy Talk. Check me out with Tommy Davidson Jr. next week, 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Hope you enjoyed the show. I'm your man, Easy, and I got to go. So I will catch you guys next week. Easy Talk.
You have been listening to Easy Talk and doing it the easy way on Easy Way Broadcasting with your host, internationally known radio and TV personality, actor, producer, and social media expert, Eric Easy Zuli. His work has been recognized by Congress. The city and county of Los Angeles have honored him with an award in his name. To find out more about Eric and Easy Way Broadcasting, follow him on Twitter at Eric Zuli and check him out on HollywoodItGuy.com. Thank you for listening.